my teeth and then I don't drive. I really hate driving to work in the morning, cause traffic makes it take too long.
It takes too long, it takes too freaking long. Hate the radio, hate the morning shows, except for 101X, the show is alright, I guess. Just give you the chorus to the song, now it's time for you to sing along. Gorgeous and dick. I am vigilant about British chicks.
I'm a fan of Star Salt. You are gay.
Good morning, boys and girls. Time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines. Yeah, right. Deb, what is up, my man?
Well, I'm fine. I'm loving this sexy ambiance we got in this room today. Who knows what's going to happen?
Is it darker than normal?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't tell. All I see is every piece of light. I have never noticed light in the world like I have the last 2 days.
Do you think there's lots more light now because of coronavirus?
Yeah. No.
Like there are more smells now?
Oh, man. It's the smells. I miss the smells.
Wait, do you have no smells now?
No, I smell. I miss having the extra smells and all of the things associated with that. Yeah, I have a concussion. I guess I am still concussed.
I feel like this is going to be... The show now is just like doing a show with drunk Jason. Or like shampoo Jason.
Oh,
like one
alcohol
beer would
be
get
great.
Him wasted
can I
right
have
now.
Some, can I have some alcohol? That would probably fix me up right good.
No.
No, that wouldn't. No. That would not fix me up. I went back to the doctor yesterday because I was still experiencing symptoms and the light was really bothering me.
Did that get worse recently?
Yeah, it seems like, what day is it? Is today Friday?
Yes.
Oh, I should have the Friday thing. I do not have it ready.
That's all right.
Yeah, it got worse on Wednesday and Thursday, it seems like, the light. But also I have an ear thing. And so I went to the doctor yesterday and, she told me, yeah, you still have a concussion. And you know what she told me about my ear?
What?
Chew gum.
Oh no, not again.
So,
no, not the gum.
So
I'm the big loser when it comes to the gum.
I have
because
gum.
I'm the sensitive one with the sensitive ears that hears every...
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, there's already been a ton this morning.
Have I already done it?
Oh, yeah. You can't chew gum with your mouth closed, apparently.
Well, I apologize.
That's all right. It's medicine. I can't complain about it, can I? It's doctor's orders.
I'm fine. Everything is good, right?
You're fine, I would say that. Yes, it's fine.
You're better than the last time I saw you.
What I would ask you to do is just say less "us" and don't smack on air.
Okay. Less what?
Yeah, you do that a lot as you speak. That's fine. That's just you trying to find your words because you're concussed. Just less.
I took some pain medication. did I just do it?
Like second word.
Okay. All right. I'll just be quiet.
Yeah. I tell you what. You just press the buttons. Because you can do that, and me and Nick will do the show.
That's what I came for. Was I will come just to set you guys
just
up.
Just sit there and listen.
I've heard that you guys have been great in my absence.
Who said that?
Lots of people.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they listening to us? We were okay. We were like you right now, Jason. We were fine.
Mm-hmm.
We were fine. We missed
you.
We had
several good segments without you.
We did.
Several of them.
We did. You know what? We didn't argue once either.
I don't think.
Really?
Look. We argued none on the way to Dallas. Like, it's something about the PA. Maybe it's this room. Is this room, like, have a bad feng shui or whatever?
Jason's like that awful older sibling that wants to always have, like, some, like, pitting someone against
it's
the other one.
He has something to instigate.
Because I'm a child of three, and frequently my older brother would be the one that would do that. Like, it was very rare that we were all getting on. He would always try and instigate something. You know, it's always two against one when there's three.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just pretend you're not here and we'll all be fine.
Well, that doesn't seem good.
Oh my God, get that on a drop. Well, that doesn't seem good.
Yeah.
Sorry. Me and Nick said on the first day you weren't here, it was too soon to laugh. Mm. We thought today would be fine.
No, please laugh at me.
But now I feel bad. Is this how you felt when I was concussed? Remember? And I had the stutter. You had good fun with that one.
Somebody did ask me, was I going to come back with a stutter? And I said I would be fine with that. If that made my brain work good, then yeah, I'd be good stuttering again.
You should talk less.
All right, you talk. I've passed all the news to you. I can't do it. I can't read.
All right, well, I'm going to ask you a question, though. All right, we'll keep it simple for you today.
Okay.
Do you want... I've got some music news here. Do you want some good news or some bad news? Or you got both. I've got both.
But
which way do you want it?
Just give me good news.
Do you want to end with the good news?
Do
you
want to
see the end? The good news could be a palate cleanser. I could give you the bad news first.
Give me the bad first, then.
All right, that's how I like the bad news, good news thing. I like the bad news first.
Okay.
Garth Brooks injured his hands. Okay. R.I.P. This is uncool because I never got to see you, Garth Brooks. I know Jason has. Have you seen him twice now?
Four times.
You dick.
Yeah, four times.
I feel like seeing Garth Brooks four times is a musical equivalent of owning a Tesla. Right? Because it's not like you go, I've seen Band of Horses like eight times, but... That's way different than having to... Because you have to pay to go and see Garth Brooks. Well,
are you counting just the times that you've actually seen him or how many pairs of tickets you've had for Garth Brooks?
No, I've seen him perform.
Don't bring that up. That's a sore subject for me.
Four times.
Garth Brooks, am I going to get to see you now? Apparently, he had a minor farming accident and he was going to do a live preview just this Wednesday of his new album called Fun. Now, does that include the guys from Fun? I don't think so.
This has already been teased to me many times. That's not cool.
The Fun thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. No, they're not in it. And we don't know the exact details of what happened, except that he injured, get this, multiple fingers on his left hand in a minor farming accident.
What is he farming?
I don't want
to... Don't you have all the money in the world? What are you trying to farm for?
Well, he's a good old down-home boy, isn't he? He's got to prove himself for his countryness.
Stays connected to the country
to the
audience.
But anytime I hear a minor farming accident and then multiple fingers injured, I'm automatically picturing
into the combine.
A chipper.
Yeah.
It's a chipper.
Yeah.
Or it's in something that sucks it in and grinds it all up. And all he's got now is like spaghetti bolognese for a left hand. I follow a bunch of, what are they called? The autopsy people? What do you call those people? The coroners and stuff?
Medical
weirdos?
Yes.
Grossies?
Yeah. These are accounts your girlfriend would probably love, Jason. I know she's all into like the grossness of the natural world. But I've seen fingers, like hands where like a firework has blown off in the hand. And literally, it looks like something out of a horror film. Mm-hmm. I mean, this must be where horror directors get their ideas for prosthetic makeup and stuff. Because it's just like the hand is now inside out. But you can still see the fingernails. And that's what I'm picturing, Garth Brooks. I'd rather you just said nothing. Said, I've got the flu. Don't worry, it's not COVID. I can't do the preview of the album on Zoom or whatever he was doing. But now, farming accident? Now I just see spaghetti bolognese on your hand, Garth Brooks. No good.
Is it a farming accident or was it a pose for Instagram accident? Like, was he just trying to get up on the tractor for social medias?
Oh, so he's up there posing shirtless and he slips.
Yeah, it happens,
And falls off of the tractor.
Just again, how much farming is he actually doing?
Okay, if I can picture that now, I'm much happier. Yeah.
Yeah.
give me the good news. Let's have the good news now.
Good news. This is really great news. And it's another musician, Jason, that you and I totally are bonerific for. Jack White stepped in and did something super cool to a musician in Scotland. There's a busker, a street musician. This is basically his business, how he makes his money, apparently, is busking on the side of the street with his guitar. And apparently a drunk lady came by and smashed up his guitar. He set up a GoFundMe page to ask for help, saying that, you know, that of course he needed his guitar for his livelihood.
Yeah.
And in 24 hours, it was great. It was a success. People were like, yes, here's the money. he was in a guitar shop about to buy an acoustic guitar when he got a call from Jack White, who told him he'd seen the GoFundMe and wanted to buy him a new electric guitar, which he did.
Nice.
And the guy put a picture of it up on his Instagram and wrote, I cannot thank Jack enough for his absolute generosity. There you go, folks. You think the good times are dead? Coronavirus is going to kill us all? President Trump doesn't care about coronavirus? Pets' heads are falling off? And here we have a musician doing something good, and no fingers were injured.
Did you say that he actually called the guy on the phone?
Yeah.
Because, like, a guitar is sweet, but knowing that Jack White has my phone number?
Exactly. He wrote...
that's cooler.
On Instagram, he wrote, apparently, he saw what happened and hit up his manager, who then amazingly tracked me down to the guitar shop just in time for me to walk out with this absolute beauty. Isn't that wonderful?
That seems a little set up to me.
What do you mean? Like,
is this a plant? Was that lady sent by Jack? Was that Jack White
doesn't care. Jack White doesn't care about that type of promo.
Jack White called you just in time when you were at the guitar shop? I don't know. That seems a little.
Set up to me. You cynical. You keep your cynicism over there. This is good news to me. I say it's nice to celebrate things in this time of gloom and doom.
Also,
literally gloom and doom in this room. We are very dark in here today.
I apologize.
No, I love it. I love it. It's just different. I'm still getting used to it. You know, I hate the bright lights in here.
It seems on fire to me. The room.
Still, do you want to go darker?
I go fully dark.
Nick, go over there and will you reach? Oh, yeah, I can't reach him. You've got a very long cord.
Tell me when to stop.
Keep going. Just keep going.
Yeah, turn it all the way off.
Can we turn the monitors down? Now they're too bright.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's horrible. But I feel like I have
like the same to you?
Yes, that's horrible.
Oh,
that's
my
good.
God.
Yeah, that's nice. If you keep the lights low. What are these ones are different. Look at those. We've got.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Rods and cones. Rods and cones. Oh, Lord.
I never realized how much light I have around.
In life?
Yes, just around me. My neighbor has a light. It seems illegal. It seems like it should not be allowed.
You know, you're living in my world now. You have just entered my life of being sensitive about
really
my surroundings.
Bad. I don't want to. I do not want to live
Jason
there.
Jason wants
man.
Out.
I don't want to live there.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
101X, Jason and Deb, the Morning X. Death Clock tweets at Jason and Deb, says, "Good morning, radio babies. How we feeling today? Who watched the debate?"
I gave it a good 10-15 minutes on the television.
Really? I thought you were out totally on those
things. But I wanted to see the muting because... They had mute, and there was less crosstalk. Now, did Trump still talk all the way over the moderator and go, excuse me, and very rude to her? She did a great job and could shut them the hell up with the mute button. It was great. The 10-15 minutes I watched, I thought it was much better than the other S show that we watched.
Right.
And then I listened to a little bit on the radio while I was in bed because I went to bed kind of early last night. Goddamn headache again. We're like the most headachy morning show in radio. And then, it was fine. It was good to have the mute button, definitely. But there was still crosstalk. And
I just want to watch TV again. I just want to turn the TV on.
You can't do that at all, can you?
I have not.
What are you just laying around like a vegetable?
I love the nighttime because then I can lay in my bed.
I love the nighttime. I like to boogie.
During the daylight hours, I mostly stand in the closet or lay in the closet because it's dark in there.
Get some goddamn curtains.
I tried reading a book and I was like, no, this is terrible. I can't do this.
Audiobooks.
I have listened to so much music and so many podcasts over the last 3 days. It's great. It's great in there. That's the best time.
Just hanging out in the closet, listening to podcasts. Then you turn into San Antonio guy sitting in the dark, doing nothing.
What's he doing? Is he available?
just hang around and sit in the dark with?
Just to hang.
That would be great. Yeah, keep you company, not say a word to you.
I would just like a friend in here.
He could be cleaning his gun as well in the dark, putting it together with his eyes closed.
Guns, don't do it for me. That's bad.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
What I would X, Jason, Deb, the Morning X.
Morning X Sports.
Oh, Jason, yesterday we skipped sports once. Oh, it was great.
All right.
Yeah. Maybe we skipped sports on Wednesday as well? One segment? I can't remember.
We definitely did one Wednesday. I think we might have done two yesterday. I don't know.
And we did. We only skipped one sports segment yesterday. Look at me doing sports.
I was just about to throw it to you and say, tell me what's happening in sports. I have not turned my TV on for 3 days.
Oh, okay. I can't do that. So I'll have to throw it. I'll take that sports ball and I'll throw it over to Nick.
Okay.
Hey, do you remember Monday?
Yeah.
Because
if
you don't check into that. Don't look into the Cowboys.
I only made it. Nick saw me probably in my worst
state. Can we talk about that?
Sure. I was given some, and the doctor has advised me not to do this. I was handed off some pain medication.
Yeah, no.
And, some like not from your doctor pain medication.
Yeah. Okay. And I tried.
Fear
it.
In Las Vegas and loathing.
It does not go. It does not mess.
It's Insta Dwayne pills is what those things were.
Insta Dwayne.
Insta Dwayne.
Yeah.
Wow. Jason is very sensitive to painkillers and any kind of type of drugs. Like I feel like even a Benadryl affects you. Like, I could take a couple Benadryl and it wouldn't knock me out, but you just sniff one and you're woozy.
I woke up, I don't know, at like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was like, did I kick Nick out of my house? Because I told him, I was like, hey, come over.
I remember.
I'm going to prepare some food. We're going to watch the Cowboys on Monday Night Football. Things are going to be awesome. And then I was like, oh no, I can't be around people right now. And so, yeah, I honestly, like, that was the part of the reason where I was like, I have to go to the doctor because my brain is not right.
The story Nick told me was great. He said, Jason invited me over for dinner and then didn't give me any. I had to go home. And
he's like, yeah, we're going to do some chicken thighs. We're going to do some, was it tenderloin or tri-tip?
Tri-tip.
He's like, I'm going to make you some mashed potatoes. And like, yeah, he's cooking over there for like half an hour. Like at one point, because there was two Monday Night Football games. There was the Chiefs.
It was Thursday Night Football.
Yeah. They were
Thursday
playing
night,
early.
Monday afternoon football. Yeah.
So I go over to catch the second half of the early game, and it just ends. And I'm like watching Terry Bradshaw talk to whoever is not James Brown or Jim Brown.
Yeah.
And like all of a sudden, like, it switches over to like local news or something. And I'm like, Jason, what are we doing? Because like, he has YouTube TV, so it's all on his phone.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, what are we, like, is the other game on? Like, I don't want to watch the Cowboys either. They're terrible. But like the other game's on. Let's switch it over. And like, he comes and just sits down, starts watching the Cowboys game. And I'm like,
where's my food?
I literally just said, hey, what's up with food? And he's just like, huh?
Did you just leave it? You partially cooked it and just left it?
I got up. And I went to the fridge, and it's all in the fridge. He had cooked all of this delicious food.
And then put it away?
I've been eating it all week.
Yeah.
It's been quite nice.
What? Do you remember that?
I don't remember putting it in the fridge, no.
Yeah.
I woke up thinking it was a dream. I was like, was Nick really here?
And at one point...
Don't take other people's Vicodin is what I would tell you.
Yeah. That's a lesson the rest of us have learned. But yeah, at one point, Jason just like kind of gets up. It's just like, get out! he's get out! And I'm like, what? And he's like, oh, sorry. Like, just apologizes. He just tried to throw me out. So that's when I was like, okay, he's concussed. Yeah. I need to go home. Go. He needs to go to sleep.
You got
to
get ready for the show.
I
got to
get ready
tomorrow.
We're not doing it with Jason. Like, it's something's going wrong. Yeah, so... Thank you for the dinner invitation.
I owe you one. Someone. Yeah. You know what? Everything turned out good except the potatoes were pretty poor.
I did taste a little bit of the chicken when it was fresh off the grill, but I was waiting for the tri-tip to fully eat. So I got a piece of it. So.
Oh, good. Okay. But Jason, you can't drunk make mashed potatoes because that takes work. You got to test it. I'm very proud of my mash.
Oh, right.
You got to get it right and you got to put lots of stuff in it. You got to put some elbow grease into it. You can't do that when you're concussed. It's too much movement. Too much noise as well.
Yeah, and when I got home, I got a text from your roommate, Gil, and he was just like, hey, are you still here? Like, I heard mention of meat. And I was like, I told him the whole thing. I was like, it's in the fridge.
I told him, too. I was like, there's going to be a gigantic feast tonight.
Yeah.
And apparently I just cooked it and put it in the fridge.
Oh.
So...
That's
fine. It'll happen.
Glad you're okay, man.
Am I okay? I'm not sure. The Eagles beat the Giants on Thursday Night Football. There's a hilarious clip of Deb, you will love this. Daniel Jones, a professional athlete, running with an open field to the end zone and then just falling down.
Well, like we always say, sometimes you fall down.
Yeah.
They check his head.
They should. They should.
Hey, chew some gum. This will make you better.
What do we have to give away? A Hop Dottie gift card?
We've got a $25 Hop Dottie gift card to give away. Are you smarter than Jason Dick? 835-1015. 512-835-1015. Are you smarter than Jason? Today, you most definitely are.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X, Jason and Deb, the Morning X. Fabian tweets at Jason and Deb, says, good morning, y'all. Glad to hear those soothing vocal chords, Dick Man. Glad you're okay. Am I okay? I don't know.
I think they're just glad to hear that you're alive. You definitely don't feel okay, and we know that you're not okay.
I'm going to, depending on how Smarter Than goes, I'm going to go home. Because
I don't blame you.
I don't.
Jason, yesterday Nick had with the periodic table questions for me. Mm-hmm. Guess how many I got out of three, right?
All of them.
None. Zero. The listener crushed me 3-0, and I was 0-3.
You guys were playing Smarter Than Deb?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
She's 1-for-1.
Oh.
1-for-2.
1-for-2.
Oh, that's all. Say,
I could play today.
Right, well, right
now. Do today?
No. I'm going to play. But we have a $25 Hop Dottie gift card to give away. Go.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
Our contestant, what'd you say? Catherine?
Catherine.
Catherine?
Yeah, how do you remember better than me?
Hi.
Hi, Catherine. I'm going the hallway. Good luck.
Hi.
It's Catherine.
Thank you.
It's an S show over here today. Jesus Christ. Wish us luck. Pray for us. Catherine, three topics. You get the choice. Let's see. Types of things. That's like a rando one. Weird. What?
The hallway lights.
Oh, the light. Sorry. Yeah, Jason, if you weren't tuned in earlier, Jason is very sensitive to lights right now as he's still got a concussion. Not sure if he should be here right now, but we've dimmed the lights. It's very romantic style in the studio. I'm digging it. But he walked out into the hallway and it was like a vampire walking out into daylight. It's very bright out there. All right, sorry. We've got types of things, weird celebrity phobias, and famous people who attended Baylor University.
Let's do the first one.
Types of things.
Oh, this is going to be great for Jason today.
All right, number one. Buffalo, spear, and finger are all types of what kind of plant?
Buffalo,
spear, and finger. Yeah.
And spear?
A spear. S-P-E-A-R.
Oh, spear. I was hoping for beer.
yeah, there's a beer
plant. We all want one at 7:04 a.m., don't we?
Okay. Buffalo, beer, and...
Finger.
Beer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Type of plant?
Yes.
You know, I'm really smart when I'm listening to other people.
I know.
And
when you play it, you're on the spot. Your brain doesn't work. I know. Just pretend it's me and you talking. That's all. There's no one listening. It's not our millions of listeners thinking, oh, God, Catherine, come on. I know this one. This is easy.
Right? They're
yelling at you, Catherine. Come on. I channel that, you know. I channel that when I can't think of the answer. I picture the people yelling my name saying, you stupid idiot. It's obvious.
I'm thinking like of a... Is it a succulent?
I'm afraid it isn't. It's just regular old grass.
Grass.
Buffalo grass, spear grass, finger grass. Gah, Catherine. That's all right.
You know what? If somebody else was playing this game, I would have gotten it.
You know that's right. You would have. Yeah. This is how this goes. Your brain goes out the window. I asked me yesterday, 0-3 when I played this. Absolutely.
Yeah. I heard.
Nothing. She's like, I could beat that idiot.
Catherine was 3-3 yesterday.
If you knew all three yesterday, you are smart. So,
no, I didn't.
Oh, that was so hard. Oh, science.
But it was fun to listen.
It was. Thank you. Good. I'm glad. Okay. Yeah, my stupidity is for the world. Number two, Cross, Superman, Oh my God, Nick. And donkey are all types of what kind of physical movement?
Cross, Superman.
And donkey.
Mm-hmm. Is what?
Yeah, it's a type of physical movement. You do it. You do these things.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So.
And there are types of what?
A type of movement, you said?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Channel Catherine from yesterday, listening in her car going, God, Deb, you're an idiot. And I'm just asking some rando the question, not you. Cross, Superman, and donkey are all types of what kind of physical movement? I almost said the answer because I read it right after.
I know.
I'm going to give you a few more seconds here, Catherine, because Jason...
Okay, sorry. I'm going to say like a donkey. All I can think about is donkey, so I'm thinking of like a trot.
Oh, no. Sorry, it's a punch. We're looking for a cross. You can, you know, in boxing, there's a cross. Yeah. Superman, I don't know what that is. What's
I think it's where you do like a double hand and you kind of go over the top of your head, I think.
Did you just make that up? I've never heard of a Superman punch.
I know a Superman punch.
And then donkey punch. You know about donkey punch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? In my head, all I see is a donkey kicking somebody.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right. Well, number three, MiG, Spitfire, and you say...
Say with an O.
Why can you have put something else there? Okay, I'll spell it first and then I'll say it. FOCKE-WULF. Fock Wolf. Mm-hmm. Jesus. MiG, okay. Spitfire, and that one I just said are all types of what kind of vehicle? Did you get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't say it.
It's all right.
Well.
All right, come on. I can't give you any more time.
What type of vehicle?
Mm-hmm.
It moves. A MiG, a Spitfire, and the other one that no one's ever heard of.
It's a plane. Spitfire's a plane.
Yes, I'll give you that. It's a fighter jet. All right, hold on, Catherine. God damn, that took so long. All right. sorry. Catherine was a bit of a thinker, long thinker on that one, Jason. How's your eyes after being in the... How was it like...
Okay,
yeah, I think you're out there for like 4 minutes.
The hallway...
very bright.
It feels like the surface of the sun.
Do you feel like a vampire when you walk into a room that's too bright? You know what you need? You need those blue blocker things, the ones that go all the way around. I can get you some of those from Walgreens and drop them off after work.
The doctor...
I just have a blindfold.
Asked me yesterday, did I want some prescription sunglasses?
Did you say no?
Oh, come on.
What's wrong with you?
Because these are fine.
Hell. No, they're not. You've got all the gaps over here. They don't do the... Are those like cheap freebies that you got from somewhere?
They are from a San Marcos apartment complex.
Okay,
so.
You're stupid. They don't have any good lens quality in there at
also,
all.
Also, I think I have... I already have the prescription level blue blocker situation.
Where are they?
They're somewhere at home. I'll figure it out. but yeah, and walking into the hallway.
Take medicine. No.
Walking in the hallway was a nightmare. But then looking in here at you guys
in the dark seems
hilarious.
Ridiculous, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
When I first walked in this morning, I was like, how are we going to do the show today? But it's fine.
I'm just concerned that we need to get Jason home before the sun rises.
I'm going to leave because I want to drive home before the sun comes up.
All right, well, let's move the show back. We'll start at 3, and then by the time 7 comes around...
You know what time is like my optimal time now is 1 a.m.
That's horrible.
Because I've been falling asleep at like 8:30 p.m., and then I get up at 1, and I'm like, oh, this is that's when I feel the freshest.
Oh, dear.
All right, what happened here with Catherine?
She didn't get any right. Oh, no, wait, she got one right, barely.
Yeah. All right.
Did you do something with the dog while you were out there? What'd you do with him?
No.
Hmm. Oh, well.
Anybody?
He'll show up.
Okay.
He'll show up. All right, types of things. So I'm going to give you some things. You got to tell me what
types of things.
Yeah, you got to tell me what type of things they are. I'm going to name 3 different things, and you got to say what kind of things they are.
Okay.
Buffalo, spear, and finger. Spear and finger are all types of what kind of plant? plant. I'll just read this with American accent. Buffalo, spear, and finger are all types of what kind of plants? God, that sounds weird.
Buffalo, spear, plant.
Yes.
What type of plant is it?
Yes, what type of plant is it?
I see why you were confused, Catherine, because I don't understand either. Type of plant.
Catherine said, had she been playing in her car, not on the phone, she would have got all of these right.
Oh,
it's okay. It's the power of the radio. We take away your intelligence when you get on the phone with us. We sap it from you.
It's been happening to me for years.
Jason's neighbor's front lawn sapped all his brain energy this week.
Oh my God! I didn't tell y'all about the conversation I had with the gentleman whose house I fell in front of.
Yeah, because you went over to look for the ring camera footage.
I think he thought I was trying to like sue him or something like that. And I was like, no. I'm not mad. I'm looking for jokes. Okay, I'm looking for this to be hilarious. And he eventually told me that no, it did not record anything. Does it not record his phone for the thing?
Oh,
I think it just didn't pick up. Because the
you're too far away.
Yeah, I was barely in front of his house. There is like a smudge on the ground where I landed though.
Yeah.
So
did you land in grass or what did you land in?
Yeah. Grass.
Well, thank God. Can you imagine if it had just been hard concrete?
I'd be dead.
Even worse.
House plant?
No, it's grass.
It's
grass.
Grass is the answer.
Yeah. Buffalo grass, spear grass, finger grass.
Okay. All right. I see what you're doing now.
Yes. So now three other types of things. Cross, Superman, and donkey are all types of what kind of physical movement? You do these things.
Cross. What is Superman?
Mm-hmm.
And donkey.
Mm-hmm. I questioned if one of these was real, but Nick assures me that it is.
Cross, Superman. I'm going to say yoga poses.
Oh, man. That's not a terrible answer, but it's not right. You've heard of a donkey punch, right? A cross.
Okay. All right. Yeah. What's the Superman punch?
Nick, demonstrate it again because I'd never heard of this.
I was incorrect. I thought it was a two-handed, like over the hand, like Captain Kirk style punch. But apparently, it's like you kind of jump up in the air and punch somebody. And it's like used in Burmese boxing and Taekwondo and Muay Thai. Hmm. So yeah, you just kind of like. So I guess like Superman, like because he flies at you and he punches.
Mm.
So you're in the air because you kind of jump towards your opponent. So it's like a Superman flying punch.
Flying punch.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, well, this was the one she got right, kind of. Number three.
Kind of? What happened?
I just had to get the game over and done with, Jason. We've got to get you home before the sun comes up.
All right.
MiG, Spitfire, and I'll spell it out, then say it, just for the FCC. FOCKE-WULF. Fock Wolf. Are all types of what kind of moving vehicle? What type of moving thing?
Vehicle. Sorry, Debbie. It seemed very funny to make you say that when I was writing this trivia. Now that right here, I'm like, no,
it's
not good,
is it?
Questionable idea. Yeah.
You pucker when I say S's Creek all the way.
I know.
I mean, you put this on here. Also, no one's ever heard of this.
Mm-hmm.
MiG. Spitfire.
What type of moving vehicle? I'm trying.
Let's end this terrible game.
I don't know. Motorcycle.
No, it's the airplane. The actual answer here says fighter jet, but it's a MiG. You know, you watched
Top Gun.
Spitfire. Yeah, didn't we invent the Spitfire?
Spitfire was the name of my high school newspaper, so I can't.
That's where your brain goes with that.
I can't think of anything other than that.
Aww. But, well, thank God that means Catherine wins.
Catherine, you have defeated me. I'm going home. Goodbye,
Bye.
Everybody.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.